This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Hurricane Katrina is bearing down on New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. The huge Category 4 storm has top winds of more than 150 miles per hour. Weather experts fear the storm surge from Katrina could swamp the city, which is below sea level. About 1 million people have fled the approaching storm from the area. We're going to talk about the situation this morning in New Orleans and also the strength of Katrina and potential damage from her powerful winds and associated rain. First to New Orleans and NPR's John Burnett. And John, what can you tell us about the storm from where you are?
I'm actually standing on the 21st story of a high-rise hotel with a commanding view of the Mississippi River. I can tell you that the electricity is still on in New Orleans this morning. It is inky black outside, still night. I'm watching some waves on the Mississippi River. I can barely make out some of the street lights. Some of those waves are coming up. The gales are now blowing, clearly hurricane force, around the corner of this hotel, and we can see the sheets of rain coming horizontally. The wind has been building steadily all night long. There's virtually no one in the streets in this extremely lively live music town. It is completely paralyzed and shut down as everyone hunkers down and waits to see how bad this storm's going to be.
Well, I'm surprised that anybody's left there at all, but I gather there is a percentage of people who cannot get out.
I think it really became apparent late last night that if you hadn't gotten out, that it was going to be too late, and so folks started to stream into the Superdome, the football stadium downtown here. I drove in late last night, and I actually saw the end of the line of cars on Interstate 10 as they finally made it out toward Baton Rouge and farther west.
And, John, stay with us. We're going to turn now to NPR science correspondent Richard Harris to talk about the status of the storm itself. Richard, how's Katrina developing?
Well, it is downgraded from a 5 to a 4, but that's little solace because the winds are still 150 miles an hour. And it is an incredibly broad storm. Not only is New Orleans sort of in the bullseye of this storm, but it is hundreds of miles wide, and the hurricane force winds themselves are more than 100 miles wide. So we need not only to be thinking about New Orleans, but Biloxi, Mississippi, and Mobile, Alabama, and the whole coastline of the Gulf around there. Plus, the storm is not going to just end when it reaches the coast. It's going to head inland, and it's going to go up the Tennessee Valley in the next couple of days, and it's going to dump 8 inches of rain, 10 inches of rain, 15 inches of rain maybe in some places. And then it's still not done. It's going to go up into the Ohio River Valley, and it's going to dump another 4 to 8 inches of rain up there as well. So New Orleans is not only going to get it from the storm surge that's coming off the Gulf right now, but then all that rain is going to roll back down the Mississippi, and it could clobber it from above, if you will.
You know, it all sounds bad, of course, for the entire area, but New Orleans has been called a disaster waiting to happen. It's below sea level.
That's right, yeah. It's surrounded by levees that are about 20 feet tall, and the concern is that the storm surge could be more than that. That it could push the water over these levees that are protecting the city. And if that happens, it's essentially a huge bowl that could get filled with water. And the concern is not only from just the ocean below, but Lake Pontchartrain sits on top of New Orleans, just to the north, and that is not as well defended as the coastal areas. And so if Lake Pontchartrain overflows into New Orleans, then there could be a huge volume of water and extensive flooding throughout the entire city, water that has to be pumped out. It's not going to run out because it's, as you say, below sea level.
John, lastly, to turn to you, New Orleans is a storied city. Put this, if you will, in real human terms. What could this mean for the city?
Well, this is a city that has weathered malaria. It's weathered invasions by armies, consecutive governments. This is an old, graceful city that has come through many, many calamities. But for some reason, in this age, in this time, everyone says this could be the storm of their lives, that really will make history. And everyone is asking the question, will the levees hold?
NPR's John Burnett speaking to us from New Orleans, and NPR's Richard Harris here in Washington.